What's going on, people? Welcome to the 12th Man Talk Show. I am your host, Nahominio.
Thank you. You're far too kind.
Okay, so United win 2-0 against Huddersfield this weekend. It's a comfortable performance, you know, decent without being exciting particularly. But there are a couple of things I want to talk about. First one being Pogba. So he was dropped for this game. Why? Like, I don't know. Like, someone, please tell me why. I don't understand. He's had one bad game. So, okay, granted, he should have followed the instructions that he had against Spurs better. But at the same time, Jose shouldn't have played him in a defensive midfield role. So how are you going to punish him for not being great in a role that we know he's already not good at? Second thing about this is, I don't understand why all these pundits are constantly talking crap, like saying stuff like, oh, he needs to be taken down a peg or two, or he needs to deflate his ego, or he needs to spend more time kicking ball and stop focusing on dancing, haircuts and Adidas and whatnot. Like, are you stupid? Like, he's had one bad game because he was played out of position as well. Like, how have people rewritten his whole history? Like, where, please tell me, where exactly is it that he hasn't been putting in the work or contributing to every good thing that we do? Like, where has he been late or missing at training? Where hasn't he put in 100% effort and constantly trying to make things happen? Man, I need to fall back with this nonsense for real, because honestly, beyond the normal Man United hate, I'm starting to feel like there's a different agenda about Pogba from these pundits. I don't like to speculate, but there's no English or white midfielder in the Premier League that gets questioned or broken down the way Pogba does, and none of them can do half of what he can do or deliver the numbers that he delivers. Now, going to Jose now, if he's trying to make a point about nobody being untouchable, then why is Pogba the first casualty? I mean, wasn't getting subbed off in a big game, knowing that the whole country is going to be talking about it for the whole week, wasn't that punishment enough? Humiliating him like that. And then, even then, he apologised for his performance on social platforms. So, why would you drop him for the next game too? Like, he's trying to make a point at Pogba's expense, but the punishment doesn't fit the crime. So, it's not even like there's someone in the squad pushing to take his spot. And let me ask you, if we would have lost or drawn that game this weekend, is that also Pogba's fault? Because it must be, because you know what? It's never Jose's fault, is it? Like, I told you in another episode that Jose is going to be the reason that Pogba's never going to get the plaudits he deserves. He don't let him play to his maximum. We don't play a formation that suits him or anyone else for that matter. And we play defensively against all the big teams, which is not Pogba's forte. So that's why he's going to struggle to shine in these games if he's told to just defend. I mean, he makes it so easy for opposition fans and media to criticise him. And if the funny thing is, all the criticism is about his defensive work, especially after the big away games and where we've shown no ambition. It's not rocket science to see what the problem is. Play him in his position. Give him a little bit of freedom. If he flops, then he flops, then cool. But punishing him for playing poorly in a game where our whole team played poor, and that was mainly because of the tactics, it's wrong. Giving the media and the fans, opposition fans that is, reasons to get on his back, it's wrong. And personally, I'm starting to wonder how long it's going to be before this lack of freedom, playing him out of position, and then public shaming and then dropping him is going to last before he decides, I've had enough, and go and join an attacking team. Speaking of players that are getting dropped, Martial, Lukaku and Rashford I'm going to talk about next. Like, why is it that we know that Martial is going to get either dropped or subbed in every game? I mean, this kid is the truth. He's doing everything that Jose is asking of him, even against his natural instincts. And we as fans, we're always tense and unsure if he's going to get his chance or not. So if we feel like that, how must he feel? Now, he's played a lot more this season and he's been contributing heavily, but he's made himself undroppable. But you always feel like he has to kind of either score or assist in every game or he'll get dropped. And lo and behold, one bad game in months and Jose just drops him. And that worries me because there's a lot of clubs that will want Martial and he must know this. And there's only going to be a matter of time before he decides, you know what? I need to go and play for an attacking team that's going to respect my abilities. You know what I mean? I don't like the fact that he always has to be under some extreme pressure when he plays. And then speaking of pressure, the one that doesn't seem to have any pressure is Lukaku. Like, how does he play every game? Pogba gets dropped for playing poor against Spurs. So does Martial, Young, Jones. They're all poor. But none of them were as bad as Lukaku. Again. Like, what does this guy have to do to get dropped? Does he have dirt on Jose that we don't know about? Like, now I'm shocked he actually subbed him against Huddersfield. That's how deep it's gotten. Like, this guy's not good enough for Man United and there's nothing to suggest that he is. Like, but he gets to start again when he's the most anonymous against Spurs and all of our big games. And he's a problem. You know what I mean? Rashford, now he hasn't been great the last couple of months. And yes, I called for him to be dropped for a little while. But why wouldn't he get a game yesterday ahead of Romelu Lukaku? Lingard was poor against Spurs. Why wasn't he dropped and Rashford could play ahead of him? Martial did get dropped and Rashford didn't come in there either. So I don't understand. Like, everyone keeps talking like Sanchez is going to hurt Rashford's career. But the only one hurting him is Jose by constantly playing that donkey up front and not letting Rashford play there. Like, even when he took off Lukaku yesterday, he put Sanchez up front and kept Rashford wide. You know what I mean? Speaking of Sanchez, shout out to Sanchez, man. He got a goal. Finally, he's off the mark. So in his third game, it's a poor penalty, but he's done well to get the rebound and open his account. The only thing I'll say about Sanchez is that's a bit of a concern is the guy loses the ball so much. Like, okay, cool, he's trying to make things happen, but he needs to relax. Furthermore, he needs to bloody relax because this guy moans throughout the whole game. Like, he can be greedy. He can hunt the ball down too much rather than tracking his man. Man, he needs to understand, this ain't Arsenal FC or Sanchez United. That stuff's going to hurt us in bigger games, you know what I mean? Now, don't get me wrong, he's a top player and he will make magic happen because that's what he does. But there's certain things in his game that are just frustrating, you know? And finally, the last thing I want to talk about is Mourinho. Like, having another pop at the fans about the atmosphere at the stadium. You know what? Quite frankly, fuck Jose Mourinho, innit? Yeah? Pardon my language, but that's just how I feel about Mourinho. Like, this overly self-entitled narcissist thinks that we should just cheer with excitement when we're not excited. The fans turn up every week and support the team. So if the atmosphere is flat, more time, it's because of the nerves or the boredom. Like, these things come down to performance and tactics, and that's what Jose does. If you ain't playing exciting attacking football, how do you want us to be on the edge of our seats? And why are you getting onto us anyway? Like, why are you trying to create a divide? What's wrong with this guy? Like, he won't even let us enjoy a 2-0 win for 10 minutes before he starts talking crap. Like, he's doing some sabotage job, I'm telling you, man. Like, he's like alienating the players and the fans. Like, why is he getting this season 3 syndrome early? You know what I mean? Even his contract sign is ridiculous. It's a 1-year extension. It's not exactly like that screams out commitment, is it? Like, and I hope he does leave, to be honest. Me personally, that's me speaking. You know what I mean? I don't trust him with this group of players or the ones coming through, but that's a combo for another day. For now, peace out, man. Like, holler me on all the socials, man. Let me know what you think, man. At Nahominio, at 12 Man Talks. Holler.